You are listening to the podcast version of Retirement Talk with Kevin Bach of Integrity Retirement Solutions.
Kevin, are you a fan of Amazon? Are you like me? Were the Amazon guys at the front door every 2 days?
Not every 2 days. It's just so convenient. I pull it up on my phone if I'm looking for something, like if I need cords for the office or whatever it is. I pull it up and boom, send. It's done. It's stuff is coming to the office, because if I don't do it that way, I never get to the store to get it. But yeah, he gets some of my money.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Amazon is the name of the game when it comes to convenience and shopping. And I think we all have that on our smartphones now. We're clicking and spending money left and right. And, you know, we've made Jeff Bezos, he's the Amazon founder, we've made him a really, really rich guy. He recently hit headlines because, you know, he's a billionaire and he moved from Washington State to Florida. And if you guessed taxes, you would be correct, because Washington, they have a 7% capital gains tax, while Florida has none. Clearly a smart move there. So on a day when Bezos feels like selling 50 million Amazon shares over the next year as a Florida resident, he's going to save $610 million. But if you thought that was, you know, a lot, there is more. Wealth lawyer Matt Sorensen has this.
Washington has an estate tax of 20% once you have a 2 million or larger estate. Bezos has a much larger estate than $2 million, okay? So he's going to have a 20% estate tax when he dies. Bezos is planning his death to be in Florida, where there will be zero estate tax at the state level.
I mean, not a bad move there, a 0% tax. I mean, that's common sense. But we may not have the means to pick up and just move for tax purposes. So what kind of tax strategies can you help us with when it comes to saving money in retirement?
We do a lot of tax planning. You know, in the intro to the show, we talk, you know, I'm not a tax patriot. And what that means is we understand things that can be used, different concepts that can be used to save taxes legally. And over the years, we've saved people millions and millions of dollars on Pennsylvania inheritance taxes. That's the one that almost everybody is going to be affected by in Pennsylvania. And if your state's, you know, over, you know, what, $27 million right now for a couple, then, you know, you're going to pay 40% of that overage in taxes. There's ways to get around that. We just, you know, worked with a couple that had a lot of capital gains and everything. Their total estate was about $8.5 million. And a lot of capital gains due. I mean, very highly appreciated assets. We were able to save them between $8 and $9 million total in taxes over the years, and create a tax-free income of about $140,000 a year on top of their Social Security. So those are the kind of things that we can do with people that have highly appreciated assets that have a lot of worth that they don't want to pay taxes. Avoiding income taxes in Pennsylvania is easy. It's just you have to take the step to do it. And if you're not having those kind of conversations, you need to give us a call, because we do that all the time for people. It may or may not work right for your situation. It makes more sense if you have a lot more assets to do it. But, you know, we had a client that him and his wife had a $1.4 million qualified money. It's her 401ks, IRAs and stuff, estate, and plus their house and everything. After taxes, just the 401k was going to be worth $780,000 to their son.
Mm-hmm.
$1.4 million value. People say, I got $1.4 million in my IRA. I'm like, no, you don't. What do you have after taxes?
That's what
the
matters.
The son,
yeah,
was going to inherit about $780,000. Almost a $700,000 loss in this case. So whenever we restructured that case, and they didn't need the money, so that gave us a little bit more leeway on what we could do. They had enough other money to live on. The son is going to now inherit, well, when we got done figuring out, it was $2.5 million. This was a few years ago. They just came in about 3 hours away they live, and we reevaluated the plan, and the son's going to inherit about $3 million after tax instead of 2.5, and instead of 780,000 if they wouldn't have done any planning. So those are the kind of things that you can do. And by moving to another state, man, you're saving hundreds of millions of dollars by moving in this case here. What if you could, you know, make your legacy a lot bigger just by doing some planning and staying where you're at? You don't have to move if you're the average person to avoid inheritance taxes. You just have to plan and work with somebody that understands it and has saved other people millions of dollars.
All right, so picture this. You have saved for retirement. You have sacrificed. You've done all the hard work, and now it's time to retire and spend some of that money. Well, there is a financial advisor. His name is Mark Berg. He tells the Morningstar Financial website that a lot of people tend to give in to the fear of spending.
We're typically more encouraging spending than discouraging spending, meaning they're living so within their means that their withdrawal rate is 1 or 2 or 3%. And especially as they're aging into their 70s and 80s, you know, their spending levels, actually their draw rate typically is actually leveling out, if not declining. And so we feel that 3 to 4-ish% range in the younger end of retirement, with some exceptions, and then, you know, it creeps up over time, has worked well.
So let's break this down here a little bit. I'm sure you've had similar conversations with clients where you say, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, you've got the money. It's okay. Go on the trip. You've got the money. It's okay. Take the grandkids to Disney. I mean, talk to me about this.
Oh, definitely. People, they don't understand what they can spend. We had a case a few years ago that this guy didn't think he could retire yet. And all he knew was all he knew, and it wasn't enough. And so he said, I got to keep on working. I can't retire. So we went in and talked to him and got all his information, went back with a plan and said, you know, you could have retired probably 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. And he got mad at me because I insulted his intelligence. And but the fact was, he didn't know what was available, or his other advisors that he worked with didn't know what was available to create an income stream that he could retire with. Mm-hmm. So about 2 years later, his son calls me up and says, I found your card. Did you ever do anything with my dad? And I said, no, he never decided to do anything. And he says, well, he passed away. I said, did he ever retire? He goes, no, he never retired.
Oh, man.
Because he didn't think he could do it.
Ugh.
And, you know, got another lady that we met her years ago, and she had about $2.5 million. And she would not spend much out of her $1,100 a month in Social Security. Her house was paid off. That's what she lived in. So I had to talk her into getting a new car. The other one was ready to fall apart. I don't know how it passed inspection. It had good tires on it, though. And so we talked her into getting a new car. And then, you know, I said, you know, where do you want your money to go? And she says, I want to go to my three nieces and nephews, and they're in Washington State. I don't have a husband. I don't have any kids. I don't have anybody else to give it to. And I said, let's see what we can do with $1 million. And just for an illustrative purpose, mm-hmm. I came up with a plan that, okay, I showed her that $1 million after Pennsylvania inheritance taxes going to the nieces and nephews was going to be $850,000. There's a 15% inheritance tax in Pennsylvania going to your nieces and nephews. So I said, well, what if we could avoid this? I showed her a plan that her nieces and nephews, she was 80 years old, and she didn't need the money. Apparently, she wasn't using it, and she still had another $1.5 million. We took that $1 million, and we bought a life insurance policy with it. 80-year-old lady. We got her a $1.7 million death benefit.
Oh, my gosh.
With $1 million. I mean, now the nieces and nephews are going to get $1.7 million instead of $850,000. We doubled her legacy. We doubled their inheritance just by understanding some of the things that make sense for certain situations. And, I mean, the family was tickled. Why not?
Well, it's a game changer. I mean, you are changing lives. And just right there about that, the 80-something-year-old, you know, individual you helped getting life insurance, I think right now that's like, wait a minute, what? They give life insurance to someone that old, and then she can use it, you know, for her heirs and et cetera. I mean, that right there is a game changer.
Yeah, it was a big-name company that accepted her, and we had to do a little work. You know, we have a large buying power, so they offered what's called Table 4, her age, and she didn't really have a lot of health problems. It must have just been her age. I can't remember. But by working with her, we were able to get $1 million, bought a $1.7 million death benefit. She's 80. So how many more years is she going to be around?
It's incredible.
People say, well, I can put that money in a mutual fund. Well, yeah, but you're going to be guaranteed a $1.7 million return if you die tomorrow even. You know, so life insurance has a place. So if you'd like to sit down and see how to maybe to leverage your what you have that you don't need into a larger legacy, a tax-free legacy. Did I mention that was going to be a tax-free $1.7 million instead of taxable $1 million? Anyways, just come in and say, I'd like to have a legacy review. And we'll sit down at no cost and see what makes sense for your situation.
Get more details about Kevin Bach and, of course, Integrity Retirement Solutions at IntegrityRetirementSolutions.com. Thank you so much for joining us here for the Retirement Talk with Kevin Bach podcast. Join us next time.
Financial professionals are not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if Kevin Bach is licensed in your state, please call 724-837-3553. Integrity Retirement Solutions is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Kevin Bach, NPN Insurance License Number 204-6422. 27.